This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. Tarrant County has emerged as a 2020 battleground for the Texas House. Democrats see more opportunity in the state's third largest county than any other to flip seats in the state capitol in Austin. It's a key part of their strategy to try to win control of the state house for the first time in 20 years. With the March 3rd primary approaching, KERA's Christopher Connolly takes a look at one effort to get Democratic voters engaged.
If you listen very carefully, you can hear the sound of letters being folded and stuffed into envelopes in a bakery in North Fort Worth. It's the sound of Democrats in Tarrant County trying to flip the Texas State House. These letters were written by a battalion of volunteers telling likely Democratic voters why it's important to vote. They're handwritten, hand-folded, and slipped into envelopes addressed by hand, along with a voter registration application.
It's a little more personal and, like, from the heart than, say, your standard form letter.
Gwen Baroud is on the board of Tarrant Together, the group behind the effort.
There's the type that are just saying, look, it's healthcare is important to me, or some people might say something about they want strong public schools. Some people might say, look, voting's my superpower. It's my way to be heard. And if I don't vote, then I can't complain.
Tarrant Together was formed by Democratic women who ran for office in Tarrant County in 2018. They wanted to solve a problem they saw firsthand. Candidates do a lot of voter outreach, but they don't have the resources to reach every potential voter. So campaigns mostly focus on talking to Democrats who vote regularly. Tarrant Together's president, Allison Campolo, says that leaves a lot of people out.
These folks who don't participate or are unregistered just go uncontacted for years and years.
So the group is sending out handwritten letters to people who don't vote or who vote infrequently. And then they're following up with a knock on the door or a phone call. The group is also targeting tens of thousands of people who've moved to Tarrant County in recent years, who were Democratic voters before they moved, but haven't voted since they arrived. The reason Tarrant County politics are dominated by Republicans, Campolo says, is that Democrats don't vote at the rate Republicans do.
We have one of the lowest urban voter participation rates in the country in Tarrant County. And I think that's just a self-fulfilling prophecy of Democrats generally being told that it's a red county. So the Republicans in Tarrant County tend to vote well. They're good at voting and they vote regularly, whereas the Democrats tend to stay at home.
Democrats see a lot of opportunity in Tarrant County this year. It's home to 5 of the 22 Republican-held state house seats that Democrats are targeting across Texas. The county's long been seen as a linchpin to Republican control in the state, but in 2018, Democratic Congressman Beto O'Rourke beat Republican Senator Ted Cruz in Tarrant County, and Democrats were able to flip a seat in the state legislature and 2 local ones.
That 2018 election really woke us up.
Rick Barnes is chairman of the Republican Party of Tarrant County.
I've seen us more active this year in getting ready for this election than I've seen us in quite some time, despite the fact that we don't have very many primary contested races.
Republicans have been registering new voters, and Barnes says they're working with state and national GOP organizations to defend their territory by engaging less frequent voters and even convincing Democrats to switch sides.
We've got Trump people working out of our office today. We've got Senate people working, Cornyn people working out of our office today. We've even got Abbott people working out of our office today, and Abbott's not even up for election. You know, so we know that everybody understands the importance of Tarrant County, and they've already committed their resources to working through this office.
Back in the bakery in North Fort Worth, Tarrant Together volunteer Ken Shimamoto says he's been helping write letters since the summer. He says he just wants more people to vote.
The more people participate, the more our lawmakers will be motivated to hear us, as opposed to just the folks who are writing checks to them every election year.
Shimamoto and the other volunteers here say if people want things to change, they need to get involved. And sometimes that means using an old-school personal approach, like letter writing, to get voters to the polls. I'm Christopher Connolly in Fort Worth.
We have a voter's guide at KERANews.org.